Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Running Strong. Falling, Rising, Breathing. Written and read by Candace Warner. For Mum, Dad, Tim and Patty. And for Dave, Ivy, Indy and Isla. Prologue. Arrival. If I were to say there were 100 people waiting for us at Sydney Airport, it might sound like an exaggeration, but I think perhaps there were more. There may have been 200, 2,000, the whole country. It felt like the whole country. Every person in every city and town in every state who all wanted to come and get a piece of the biggest news story around. Today, it was ball tampering. And tomorrow, there'd be something else. Today, it was me and Dave and our family. And tomorrow, who knows? For us, it was our lives, however. For them, it was for today, tomorrow, and maybe next week. For us, it was forever. Yelling, questions, flashes, and clicks. There was nothing to do but put our heads down and keep going. I knew that. I'd learned that. I had one of our girls in my arms. Dave had the other. We'd just flown from South Africa to Dubai, Dubai to Sydney, and they were exhausted. We were exhausted too. But they would sleep and go to daycare or to Mum's place, and they'd bounce back. We'd make sure of that. I knew Dave and I would bounce back also, but it would take time. There were policemen around us, and also ill will. I felt like a criminal, returning for justice to be served. Dave stopped and spoke briefly to the cameras and to every person wanting their little piece. He was hurting. I could hear it in his voice, and that hurt me deeply. It's all my fault. I heard that in my head as he spoke. It's all my fault. When he stopped speaking, I knew we'd just have to put our heads down again and keep going. Just keep going. He finished and I put my arm around him and he put his arm around me. We had a car waiting for us ahead. Just keep going. I'd been at the centre of a media firestorm that had begun 11 years before. A night out that became a conversation the entire country wanted to have. I was a kid having a pash with a boy at the pub. But the newspapers called it a toilet tryst. They put sex in the story. Never explicitly, because they couldn't prove something that didn't happen. But it was between and behind those words that they used. Sex, technology, and misogyny. That story was a fire that raged longer than anyone would have expected. But it died eventually. Back then, I put my head down and pushed forward. I tried to avoid the flames and the toxic smoke, and I survived. I didn't seem to be burned, but these things affect you inside. Parts of you become raw and others become hardened. Tough times create tough people, as they say, for better or for worse. Some things end up being unspoken and some ideas fester. Old wounds are there to be opened. This was all my fault. I hadn't told anyone. But throughout the nightmare tour of South Africa, as that country's players and fans and officials tried to use my past to pierce through Dave's armour, I felt that somehow I was to blame. I pushed that idea down, though. It was an idea that didn't need to be named or spoken out loud. Success would come, the tour would end, the old wounds would heal again. They didn't, though. We were bustled from the airport and into the waiting car and were driven to a hotel suite in the city. From there, crisis management. It seemed like the whole country was baying for blood, with even the Prime Minister weighing in, calling the incident a disgrace. It was all too much. People were calling for Dave's blood, but I knew that ire was misplaced. I've never spoken to Dave about the ball tampering incident. Not then, not now. I don't ask him about it now because I don't want to know more. I love him and I know enough.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?